Hey friends, welcome to Let's Be Clear. I am Clear Cherry Reeves, and this is a podcast where we get clear, pun intended, about how to find a kingdom perspective in all things. No, really, all things. Whether it be about pursuing your dreams, finding hope in hardship, or just talking about Jesus, we will get raw and honest. I believe it will encourage you. Now, let's dig in. Hey guys, happy Monday, or wherever you're listening. I am so glad that you're here, that I'm here, that Let's Be Clear is back in action. Man, I have missed you guys. Let's just say I am not the best at overcommitting, or not overcommitting, I should say, which that's another podcast for another time. But I know it's been a minute since our last episode. So if you missed that, we talked about the word anchored. And if you have been following along with Let's Be Clear, you know that we've been walking through a word per week, or every other week, or whenever you're listening, from the Focus devotional. And, you know, I say this every time, but I'm just really encouraged and challenged by when we do focus on a word, just how it kind of like gives us tunnel vision, but in a healthy way. It allows us to kind of streamline our thoughts, right? And see God's faithfulness in a really unique lens, and to see that word, say the word's movement, to see if, as we focus on that, how often it comes up in our lives and what the Holy Spirit shows us, because we actually have focus in our minds, right? In a certain direction. So anyway, when we talked about anchor, we talked about how what we are anchored to determines our direction and ultimately our destiny, right? Well, this word, this week, we are digging into the word expect. First, I want us to really think about how much our expectations have to do with our experience. You know, if you survey your own reality right now, or imagine a scenario, say it's your birthday or your anniversary or a special occasion you believe is worthy of really celebrating, and the people that you would usually celebrate with don't seem to have anything planned, what do you think that you usually experience in that situation, right? You feel a little bit sad, maybe disappointed, maybe a little unappreciated. Why? This is because you are setting your expectations on other people to show up, right? The event, the birthday, or whatever celebration it is, isn't any less special, but it's our experience of that day that gets completely altered and controlled by how much it met or didn't meet our expectations. And so that's what I really want to talk about in this podcast. You know, what we expect from life and from our days and from our circumstances and from Jesus and from others and ourselves, it really determines the health and our experience of our everyday. Really, it is a huge part of it. So thinking back to that scenario, this brings me to my first point. Our expectations often determine our experience. When we don't set healthy expectations, we place a filter over our experiences that tarnishes our perspective. You see, when we set healthy expectations, we provide the necessary foundation to actually soak in and savor the present moment, right? Appreciating the experience is greater than feeling defeated by expectations. And it's really hard to appreciate the experience when, if we enter a situation, no matter how much we want to just be grateful for what we're receiving or what's happening, right? We have these expectations that become our filter, and they kind of rob us of the joy of just being present, right? I don't know if you're guilty of that. I definitely am. You know, I think we often do this subconsciously because we often set our expectations subconsciously as we scroll social media, or as we read articles, or as we watch the news, or as we're texting with a friend and we hear what they're doing, or as we intake whatever sources we have access to. All of these different inputs affect the way that we set our expectations. If we do not intentionally set our expectations on things above, like on heaven focused, on what God says, on what the word says, the world will always try to keep us on their level, right? But when we set holy expectations, we focus our energy on trusting the heart of God rather than trying to predict the hand of God. Holy expectations protect our joy. I'm going to say that again because it's deep, it's important. When we set holy expectations, we focus our energy on trusting the heart of God rather than trying to predict the hand of God. Totally different, right? And because of that, it protects our joy. Proverbs 10:28 says, "The hope of the righteous brings joy, but the expectation of the wicked will perish." The only person that cannot just fulfill but exceed our expectations, y'all, is Jesus. All else and everyone else will disappoint us at some level, which brings me to my second point, is that we tend to base our expectations for God on how other people show up or treat us. I don't know. Have you done this before? Think about it. Like, have you maybe worried God wasn't going to be faithful, or God wasn't going to show up, or God wasn't going to follow through or provide, or whatever it may be, because you are basing God or your expectations of God on how others have come through for you? Whether it be our hesitancy to truly surrender to God because of our heartache and betrayal from others, or whether it be our doubts on whether He will provide because we haven't felt cared for in our particular area, or whatever it may be, y'all, we often let others determine how we view God instead of letting God remind us of what we should expect from others. I'm going to say that again. We must let God remind us of what to expect from others instead of letting others tell us what to expect from God. That's a really big change. It's a small shift in wording, but a huge change in our lives. And here's the reality is that if others could provide for us what God wants to give us, we wouldn't need God, right? Like, how many times in your life, I can answer for myself, how many times in my own life have I tried to almost tweak it to where I'm actually kind of independent and I don't need God? I don't need to expect anything from Him because I'm fulfilled, which is impossible, right? We would worship man if man could provide us what only God can. And we do. We already do. Even though man lets us down, we already get pulled into that, right? But man cannot. We cannot. We cannot experience satisfaction and fulfillment from our own selves. We cannot fulfill those expectations of joy and peace and love and strength. But we try. We really, really try. And so, therefore, anytime that anyone or anything of this world sets the standard or tone for what we expect from God, we are doing it backwards. Also, I was thinking about this a lot. Like, the same goes for letting the world determine our definitions for what love or strength or truth or kindness is. But, like, for example, the world's view of love is wildly different from Jesus's view of love, right? So when we let the world determine the recipe and we expect that dish from Jesus, we are so missing it and shortcutting it, right? We think that, oh, Jesus is letting us down, but what we've done is we've defined a word in a way that is not even going to satisfy our hearts. We've let the world tell us what we need instead of letting our maker tell us what we need, right? We will continue to try and fit God in a box that He was never made or desires to fit in. And we would not worship a God who could fit in a box and would fulfill the expectations of the world, right? He sets the expectations. Numbers 23:19 says, "God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said and will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not fulfill it?" I love that because he's saying, hey, God is not the same, right? God is above us. He's above all. He understands all. He knows all. And I really think one of the main things with expectations is we base our expectations on what we want. God places his expectations on what we need, right? He knows what will actually satisfy. My third point is that what we expect, we will find. And I know this is like the most elementary sentence ever, but it's so true in every area of our lives. Is, you know, to be honest, I'm not even sure that we realize what our expectations are until we are either excited or disappointed, right? Like, but what helps us protect our expectations is our perspective. You see, if we want to find a reason to be upset or to be worried or to be frustrated today, like where you are right now, if you want to be in a bad mood, you will find a reason, right? Like, you're living in a fallen world full of broken, flawed people and situations that are often difficult and reality, right? So if you want to find a reason to be those things, you will find it. But the opposite of that is also true. If we enter our day expecting to witness the faithfulness of God, we will find that. He is the only one capable of always exceeding our expectations. Like, I think God wants us to have specific expectations, but I think we get in trouble when we enter a situation and we tell God how he should respond if he is good. Instead of leaning into the heart of God and saying, I expect you to work, I expect you to provide peace as you do so, and I expect you to be exactly who you say you are, but not in my timetable, not in my realm of understanding, not in my ways, right? Like, we know so little. And I think so many times our expectations, really healthy expectations, are preceded by humility, right? The ability to recognize who is God and who is not. And can I ask you, like, based on your life, let's make it personal, right? Based on your mood, your countenance upon waking up, your passion for a new day, do you think in your life currently that you are looking for the goodness of God? Because there is a massive difference between expecting God to show up and expecting God to show up your way, right? When we expect God to show up, we are simply looking for his fingerprints, expecting his faithfulness and leaning on his help and receiving his love. However, when we are expecting him to show up our way, it's no longer about learning about God's definition of goodness. It's about him fulfilling his role in our equation. And you see how that gets messy, right? It's because our equation is based on what we can see, right? The A and the B that we can see based on the C we think we want. But God says, I know about A, you don't know anything about B, and I'm aware of the C that you don't even know exists because it's greater than your wildest imagination. That's a formula that requires our complete trust, right? But it's hard. It's hard when we're not looking for the goodness of God and we're trying to fit him into our equation based on a very minute amount of trust. Let's relate it to like a easy to grasp example. Okay, so think about this. Like, our expectations are revealed by our actions, right? In other words, if we expect for God to listen, we will pray to him, right? If we expect God to fight for us, then we will show up on the battlefield. Our courage, the words that we speak, the way that we approach our struggles, our prayer life, our faith, all of it is revealed by answering the question, do I expect God to show up? You know, I was thinking about just even the word like worry. And a lot of times when I think about my anxiety, like I was surveying, honestly, my own kind of mental snowball this morning. And I was like, wow, you know what I was doing is I was imagining a situation, and a conversation where the Holy Spirit would not give me the words that I needed, where I was essentially imagining the future without God in it, right? I was imagining circumstances in which I would have to operate alone. But that's not our reality, right? Like, we are not alone. And so worry, a lot of times, I think is imagining the future without expecting the faithfulness of God. And that is dangerous territory. Romans 5:5 says, and hope does not put us to shame. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. I love that because, as you know, expecting God to show up means we are hope-filled and faithful people. And y'all, we will never regret being hopeful. We will never regret expecting God to show up because He is exactly who He says He is. So He will not let us down. My fourth point is that we tend to base our expectations off of what we know, right? What we have experienced and what we have seen to be true. This also means that our expectations will never be able to fully predict the ways, the methods, or the timing of God. So, what does that mean? That means that if we base our faith off whether our expectations are met, we are essentially saying that we expect God to show up how we think is best, not how he knows is best. Does that make sense? What should we expect in this life, right? We should expect to be humbled and graced by God's plans, not God to follow suit with ours. It's kind of like what I was talking about earlier about humility. You know, I think worship, if we live with a posture of worship, then our expectations will be healthy, right? They will be centered around the character of God, but not the entitlement of understanding how his hand works. That is not the point of our lives. And I think if we expect to understand, then we are hoping to not have to really operate in faith, right? Because understanding means that we get the formula, right? That we can maybe predict how God is going to operate or what he's going to do. But really, when we actually take a leap of faith and when we operate in total dependence, we expect God to show up without and not be able to comprehend his ways. That's the essence of worship, right? To know he's sovereign, that he's good, that he's loving, and that his plans are definitely best. When we walk in humility, we are able to release worldly expectations and walk in the freedom and joy of knowing that God will always be greater, grander, and more glorious than we could ever expect. Maybe that should be how we change our expectations, that we no longer expect to predict or understand. We expect to be surprised and worship. Wouldn't that change? Like, think about your day, think about your week ahead, think about this season of your life. Wouldn't that change how you kind of like mentally tackled different situations and conversations? Is I expect to be surprised, right? Like, I expect for God to surprise me with how he connects these dots. Because when I look back at my life, like I can tell you, especially with clearly stated, especially with like romantic relationships, especially with Sledge's story, especially just in really like hard seasons, in times where I really just kind of wanted to stick my head in the sand, I can see I am really surprised, and just completely humbled by what God was doing, right? Could have never predicted it, but expecting to be surprised is probably pretty appropriate. Micah 7:18 through 19 says, "Where is another God like you, who pardons the guilt of the remnant, overlooking the sins of his special people? You will not stay angry with your people forever, because you delight in showing unfailing love. Once again, you will have compassion on us. You will trample our sins under your feet and throw them into the depths of the ocean." Micah 7:18 through 19. I love that because, you know, here's what can we expect from God? We can expect his unfailing love. We can expect his compassion. We can expect him to forgive us and listen to us and offer mercy. But he is God and he knows best. You know, our fifth point is, how do we change our expectations? Because at the end of the day, like, I am so grateful you're listening to this podcast, and I hope that it's effective and helpful and enlightening. But really, if you enter your day and nothing changes, then you probably haven't actually sat with this thought, right? Like, you are in control of your expectations. Other people do not control how you enter a conversation and how you expect them to show up, that is on you. You control your expectations. So how do we change our expectations? I think we change our inputs. Listen to me here. If our expectations are a medley recipe of our standards, our hopes, our prayers, and our fears, then we must change the source that provides all of these, right? Like, what does the Bible say we should expect of and from God? Digging into his word, spending time with him, serving and seeking his heart in action, participating in community, praying and asking for wisdom and perspective, all of these things, we learn what to expect, right? We learn our expectations based on who someone is, right? And if we don't know the heart of our Father, then we won't know what to expect from him. So it's only by digging in that we can set healthy and holy expectations. This allows us to set our own temperature, right? We don't let the hot and the cold of the world or others' moods or the temperament of any situation determine our hope, right? We let the consistent word of God and his presence be our gauge. Like, how content and peaceful would we be if he set our expectations? Your sources of input will always affect your expectations for output. So if you're feeling defeated, frustrated, bitter, or drained, change your input. Let me say this: if social media is the input that you are solely utilizing for encouragement or your faith, I would heavily encourage you to dig into the word and change your input on that rather than someone else's interpretation of what God says. What does he say to you? Are you praying? Are you digging in? As we change our sources of input, whether we realize it or not, they will always change our output. Philippians 1:20 says, "As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not at all be ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death." Y'all, a lot of what I said in this podcast, it probably felt self-explanatory, and I felt that as I was literally talking, but I think we let expectations kind of control us, and we tend to think that expectations happen to us, or we let others set our expectations, or we let a romantic novel set our expectations. I even did that, like full disclosure. Will's going to laugh at this. I was frustrated Will one day and realized that I literally was feeling let down. And the reason I was feeling let down is that Will wasn't the character in this romance novel I was reading. Like, how ridiculous is that? But I didn't realize that that input was affecting my output, right? I didn't realize that I was letting it craft these expectations that were very unrealistic and that I honestly did not even want. Like, I just let it get in my head. And so I think if we can survey our inputs and where we are, what is determining our expectations, that will really help us. If you're struggling with unmet expectations from yourself, from others, from God, like, get to the root of that. You know, don't place your expectations for hope and peace and joy in people or things. Man, they will let you down. You know, that's just your, just like you let others down, they will let you down. But Jesus helps us with this. And we can be people who highly anticipate every tomorrow because we commit to the present and we fully trust him with our future. Don't you want to be one of those people, like one of those people who has peace that makes no sense? Just like that song says, "He, I want to have joy in chaos and peace that makes no sense." Yes. That is what I want. And that's what we can have when we place our expectations on the Father and not the people of the world and not the things of the world and not the temptations and not the accolades, or if this circumstance happens, then we'll be happy. But in the one who is happiness and joy and strength himself, and that's Jesus. Every week in the devotional, we do a focus tip. Duh. And so this week's is this for this word expect. As you focus on expect this week, think big. God performs miracles. Ask him for the faith to believe and then expect him to show up. That reminds me of another point with expecting is I think sometimes we're afraid to set lofty expectations or anticipate the future because we're afraid God will let us down. But let's just strip that fear right now. Like, he is never going to let us down. He is faithful until the end. That is who he is, right? He is God. So we can ask for the faith to believe, to show up, to take these leaps, to be courageous, and to know that he will always surpass our expectations. I'm going to end with the Monday prayer. So, as always, if you can close your eyes, if not, that is totally okay. Just listen, concentrate, reel it in for a second. If you have your phone, like put it away and just listen. Hey, Jesus. Thank you for the gift of another Monday, the breath in my lungs, the restored strength of my soul, and the renewed state of my mind remind me that you are king of every fresh start. Thank you for this beautiful week ahead. Will you guide me in how to please you in the big and the small? I don't want to compartmentalize my faith or try to work anything out unless it is under your covering and protected by your blessing. Fixate my eyes on what is eternal. Help me value life accordingly. Nourish my mind with the hope of your promises and the encouragement of your provision. I am in the palm of your hand. Thank you for being so incredibly aware of what troubles me. Though it does not worry you, you help me see the light again. Your authority is in this place and in every space, it is absolute. You are faultless, Father. Your perfection covers every gap I have. This week, I release the unhealthy expectations from those around me, and I place the weight on your shoulders. You can handle it. Handing you all my desires, I commit to going where you lead. I worship you, my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Doesn't that help you take a deep breath? It does. It helps me take a deep breath. Just like reading that over your heart and your mind. Like, go be free, set, release those expectations from other people so that you can love them. Release the crazy expectations you have of yourself and that to-do list that never ends. And just do the next right thing in discipline and excellence and intentionality and strength, and trust that God will help you do the next thing. Sometimes expectations can be awesome, and sometimes they can be a prison. So let them set you up for success. That is what Jesus wants for us. I did want to say, if you wanted to look at the Monday prayer, make it the background on your phone. I know a lot of you guys do that. You can find it on the clearly stated Instagram. But if this encouraged you in any way, this podcast, if you enjoyed listening, if you found any of it helpful, if you felt the Holy Spirit maybe lay someone on your heart or your spirit, would you pray for them like right now? Would you just send up a quick prayer? God knows the details. Maybe send them a text or send them the link to this podcast. Or also, it would be so great if you would leave a review now that we are back in action. It's so helpful for others to find this podcast, and just dig in together. You know, I mean, that's the point of our lives is to expand heaven, to make it so crowded. There is plenty of room. Anyway, I am praying for you. I am so grateful for you and that we get to be together again. And I know God knows the specifics of your life. So I am praying that you expect him to show up for you because he will exceed your expectations. Have a beautiful week, friends. You are deeply loved and treasured. You can count on that.